The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's got to be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place, because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Hey there, sunshine. I'm so glad to be back with you again. I know Jared is too. I've got my sidekick here again today. Seriously, has his hands
in
the air.
I just did my hands up in there. Woo, woo. Glad to be back.
Okay, I got to compose myself now. So people ask us all the time, what do you eat? I think the real question should be, what don't we eat? I mean, we eat so many amazing things.
Honestly, it's really a short list of what we don't eat and such a long, long list of what we do.
Okay. I think the list of what we actually eat completely outweighs what we don't. And I love the food. I mean, it's just so amazing. We hear the same thing from our clients all the time. This is life-changing. This is a game changer. We love how this tastes. But sometimes you want to eat something that you didn't have to make. Even though most of our recipes are like 5, 10, 15 minutes long, sometimes you're in a hurry or you're going on a road trip or you just need a quick snack. And we're sharing one today with you that is so simple. It's so easy. Seriously, like if you're ever just hungry and need to stop for a snack, this is something you can look for on your grocery shelves. And the only thing is you might have to have a little can opener, but it also comes in jars.
It does come in jars.
So if you can find it at the right place, like at Costco, where we get it, it comes in jars. And that is Heart of Palm. So Jared, how do we get Heart of Palm? What exactly is it?
Well, first you start in the OR suite and you put the palm to sleep.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's bad medical humor.
Yeah, you just can't take the PA out of the guy. So what they do is they take the terminal buds where the leaves come off, and then they harvest that, and then they take off the tough skin, and then you're left with this tender inside of the shoot, and voila, you've got Heart of Palms there.
And it's dreamy. There's really nothing else like it. And in the cans, they come in these long, it's almost like they're long tubes in the cans or in the jars. And so when you buy them, you can just drain them off because they're stored in a brine.
Either a brine or plain water.
You can strain that off right there with the lid. I mean, if you're just out and about, use your lid and strain it off. And then there you have a snack. You don't need to really do anything to it. If you're trying to cut back on salt a little bit and it is in a brine, definitely I recommend rinsing it. But it's seriously for a snack food, it's just a finger food. You pull it out of the jar and eat it. Now, if you want to get all fancy at home, drizzle just a little bit of, after you have drained it, a little bit of balsamic vinegar down over them into the jar. Not a lot, because it'll be kind of, well, vinegar like takes your breath away if you get a little too much. So just put a little bit on there, less than what you think you need. It's wonderful. It's like they've been marinated in vinegar and they have a touch of sweetness when you do that. They're good, but they're really basically a neutral flavor. It's almost like a neutral pickle without the bite. It has a little bit of the bite if you add the vinegar, obviously, but without it, it's very neutral and it makes a great fish substitute for that reason. Yes. You can use it in place of tuna in a tuna salad. So if you take it and you cut little pieces. So maybe you might take one piece of heart of palm and cut it into three pieces. Take two forks and use it to kind of shred it apart, almost like a flaky fish. It makes a great crab for crab dip or tuna for a tuna salad, but it doesn't taste like fish, right? So what do you do to get that in there? I want you to start thinking about flavor profiles. Jared and I teach about this all the time. Flavor profiles are so important. So when you're trying to replicate the foods you like tuna salad or like crab dip, which is what I do, you can add in something called dulse flakes. You want to get kind of tiny flakes. You don't want big flakes, but get yourself some dulse flakes. Don't use kelp. Kelp, the amount of iodine can
kelp
be kind of high.
Kelp is extremely high in iodine, so it's very easy to get too much with that. But the other flakes like dulse, nori, and those, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So get some dulse flakes, sprinkle those into your tuna salad, your mock tuna salad, which is going to be made with heart of palm, the new star of your show. And then again, you can use this to make things like, I say crab dip, but of course it's crabless dip because we don't eat crab. But here's the thing. You can use it for so many different things. Take it and cut it into little quarter shaped pieces. Thin slices, put it on your salad. Use it as a pizza topping. Put it on a veggie sandwich. I mean, there's so many ways to eat this, but we love snacking on it. The kids absolutely love it. We'll open a jar. We'll open a jar and it is devoured in no time because you can just hold it and they're fun.
Well, this one comes in about, I think, 4-inch lengths, the ones that we buy. But mm-hmm. Like you said before, we get it from Costco, comes in a 2-pack of jars.
Okay, this is kind of funny, but this is the only way, and this is awful, but this is the only way I can describe the shape of it. Think about candy cigarettes from when you were little. Did you ever eat candy cigarettes? I know that's twisted, right?
I remember
right?
only a few times.
But it's shaped like that. They're cylindrical and long like that, but they're just fatter. Okay, so that's what they look like. I don't know what else to use.
I would say almost like a white or yellow carrot that's cooked because mm-hmm. Obviously a carrot would be more crunchy.
Maybe.
Whereas the heart of palm is softer. It's got a softer texture.
Yeah.
And it does make a very good substitute for a white flaky fish. Because it has that similar type of softness to it.
But it's also fun to eat because you can either just bite into it and hold the long piece and just eat it that way. Like if you're out and about and you don't have any way to cut it or anything like that. So you can pull off the outer layer and eat the outer edge and then pull off the next layer and eat it. When you get to the middle, it is so soft and creamy. It's almost like a cream cheese, not quite that soft, but it's got that kind of texture. It's just so satisfying. Honestly, I love it without anything. But you could serve it with any kind of dressing or, again, in the different ways we've said, like in a salad or as a pizza topping, a sandwich topping. Put it in your wraps. Put it, I don't know about soups. I don't know why not. I mean, it could be good in certain soups. Like if you're doing a mock chowder or something like that, it could be really good.
I'm over here silent, just looking and thinking, wow. Yeah. That's an excellent idea.
We haven't done that. But
yeah, I don't think we've had a chowder in quite some time.
No, but that would be really good.
That would
I think.
Good.
Yeah.
We're making discoveries even as we're sharing with you.
Oh, yeah. There's all kind of different things you can do with heart of palm, but it's just one of the easiest snacks. Sometimes you don't know about these things and you find out about them and you think, why did someone not tell me this sooner? And heart of palm was one of those things for us. It's not the most, it's not like a creamy, satisfying thing like dairy. It's more refreshing, like eating produce. That's how I would describe it. But it does have that creamy-ish center. And we've all found it just kind of interesting. We've enjoyed eating it. We love using it in all the ways we've shared with you today. I know there are many, many more ways that you can use heart of palm. I want you to go out. We want you to try it. Let us know what you think. Tag us on Instagram at Power on Plants Official and let us know how it goes. Send us your silly picture snacking on heart of palm in your car. We can't wait to celebrate with you. We love it when you find new things. And you know, these are the things that make life fun. And maybe you've tried it before, but you haven't tried it on your salad, or you haven't tried it as a pizza topping. I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised. Check this one out. We hope you enjoy it, and we look forward to hanging out with you again next time on Power on Plants.